week, 365 days a year.
Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of AHA Presents About Education. I'm Neil Kreisel and I'm your host every week right here on AM 1290, repeated at 10, and on Saturdays at 4. We're brought to you by Montecito Bank and Trust, proudly serving our communities and their financial needs for over 40 years. Pierre LaFon, Wendy Foster, offering fine clothes, good food and vintage wines. Habitat for Humanity, building strength, stability, and self-reliance through shelter, and CSU Channel Islands. No matter which of their academic programs you choose, you will be at the center of your educational experience. So we have today Ali Cortez, who is the executive director in training at A Different Point of View, and Jessenie Rodinas, a student and a participant in A Different Point of View. Welcome.
Hi.
Hello.
Thank you for having us.
So, A Different Point of View is what? Tell us a little bit about it.
Oh, boy. So, it's a unique nonprofit that engages, inspires, and transforms youth using flight lessons as a launching pad. So, it literally takes students on a plane and just transforms their lives.
Was that a pun? A launching pad? That takes it.
Yes.
It's a one-engine plane, though, so it's not exactly a launching.
But it feels like one.
Yes.
That's for sure.
Yeah. So, by the way, we should also say right up front, I learned when you walked in that you're also a facilitator at AHA.
Yes.
And you're also at the Santa Barbara Unified School District. And you have 10 jobs, you said, right? And
basically.
Right,
so. I'm everywhere and anywhere where students need services.
Yeah, well, that's great. And it's all related.
Yes, absolutely. It's just about caring for them and setting them with, protective factors.
Yeah. So this not-for-profit was founded by Lynn Houston.
Absolutely.
And what was the concept behind it? That is it to learn how to fly or is it to learn how to be all you can be?
It's both. It's just. It started out in 2011 with the Young Eagles program and just to test pilot a little bit of it, and it brought in students and it just. They saw how it transcended their lives. They started understanding things about just life in general, and it was concepts that you can translate into their education, into their overall development. And so they're like, let's make this something bigger. So they created a nonprofit, and so they started bringing in board members, made it much more official. And in 2012, it launched off as a nonprofit. And ever since then, it's been serving about 500 youth here in Santa Barbara and in Ventura.
And one of those youths, it's a hard thing to say if you're from New York, youths, is Jessenie. So you're one of the students, and I guess we're almost ready to congratulate you. You're really close to getting your license, your pilot's license.
Correct.
Do you have a driver's license yet?
I do.
Okay, because, I think you can probably get a – how old do you have to be to get a pilot's license?
You have to be 17.
Okay, so it's about the same thing. So what motivated you to get involved with this group?
So I really came about A Different Point of View through a close family friend, and they really recommended the experience of flying. And, at first I hesitated because I'd never flown before and I've never been on an airplane. So I was kind of, in a way, scared. And then just being a part of that program just broke my boundaries and opened up doors and opportunities. And now I'm here sitting with you guys and trying to achieve my pilot's license. And so it's really empowered me and given me the knowledge to really attain my goals and achieve them.
You know, Ali, at AHA, AHA has Sing It Out, which was 2 weeks ago, which
yes.
is a short-term version of, in a way, of what your program here is about. It's about stepping out into an area that is really beyond the challenge and then getting the self-confidence, not only to do that, but the self-confidence to face life. And I guess you're lucky that you're involved in this program because learning how to fly is a little bit more cost intensive.
Oh, definitely.
And, AHA, has many, many more kids. So you're lucky to be involved in this. So the question I have is, how hard is it for somebody to get involved in the program as a student?
It's not hard at all. I mean, Lynn, who is the visionary of this all, and she herself having her history of knowing what this kind of program can do for you, she became a pilot and she saw how it transformed her. So she wanted to give back to her community. So this is why she started it. This is her baby. And what this does, it just, she, and she has this mission and vision. It's like, we don't turn down any students. So the students I work are diverse. And so it's through a referral. Sometimes it's through another nonprofit, because what we do is so, so unique. I mean, there's nothing else like it anywhere close by. We literally take these students on planes, and they get to fly them, and they have a mentorship. And they're just provided a lot of support.
And has there been a case, I'm sure there has, where the student gets into the plane the first time and every issue comes up in their head and they just freeze up?
No. That doesn't happen, because we make sure that they are taken step by step by step. And they know that we're not going to put them in a dangerous situation. I mean, just the idea, it's scary. You're going to be high, high up in the air. A lot of stuff can happen. But before we get there, there's a whole process that happens. So in our aviation program, we start off with welcoming them and just saying hello. And back to the question is, they are referred through the schools, through nonprofits, sometimes just word of mouth, and we will take them in. And the first process is we interview the students. So me and Lynn will sit down and talk to the student and the family. So we also want like this parent engagement happening, that they know that this is what to expect of what the program will be providing. Soon after, on the day they arrive, they're welcomed with balloons, music. We want to make sure that they feel comfortable. We provide breakfast, and it has to be a very healthy breakfast, because they know, like, right off the bat, we're telling you, like, this is what's expected. And you have to be in a healthy mindset, and nutrition is very important as well. And then we do some icebreakers. So just so everybody starts connecting, nobody feels scared, so it starts reducing the anxiety. Then soon after, we do some meditation. Mm-hmm. And the meditation is just to calm, and it's a tool that they can use when they're up in the air. So everything from the beginning to end, we're prepping them.
Are you talking about AHA, or are you talking about... I mean, it sounds very similar.
Yes.
Which means, and that's why, because it works.
Yeah, absolutely. They both have a very same thing. It's about the students. You know, it's about their needs and really meeting them where they're at, and bringing in... people who are willing to be supportive. Like the volunteers that we have, we talk to them as well. We're like, if you're going to be part of this, you're not just sitting here. You're not just, you know, having breakfast and on your own. You are engaging with the students. You are making them feel comfortable. You're bringing in who you are genuinely. And we're all in this together. And so that's really our mission and philosophy of being inclusive and supportive.
And is there a cost to the student?
So we have a sliding scale. But again, like we said, we don't turn any students down. So if there is a situation economically they can't, we have scholarships, and we waive like any fees. There's an application fee, but we waive it depending. And this is why we talk to the parents. This is why we talk to the family and engage with them as well, to kind of see what their situation is, because we want to be fair. This is something that not every kind of person has access to. It's aviation, so it's not accessible to everybody. And that's the beauty about this program, is we want to make it inclusive. Anyone can do it, no matter what your history is, no matter what, you know, has happened in the past. You're here, and we want you here.
And one of the things that you get as a result of this may not just be confidence, but also a job, because there are there's not just piloting. There's also a mechanics, which is a high paying job, being an airline mechanic, and you also have a program that goes along with the pilot part.
Right, absolutely. And so I'm happy to say and report that we have two amazing youth who started the program 5 years ago, and right now they have full-on careers, and they're on their way. And so it's exciting, because they were they've enjoyed the program, they took advantage of it, and now they're giving back because they have a career in it, but they're also supporting back, you know, into their community, talking about being mentors to other students. And right now we have 5 student pilots that are on their way there too.
That's terrific. And the classroom part, do you involve the kids in sort of like what AHA does, besides just learning about avionics, but do you also, you know, have different activities that help bring out confidence besides the breaking of, you know, the
Yeah. So in the first part is just the aviation career, just getting them, you know, a little bit of it. And so we do have guest speakers that come in and talk about their leadership qualities, what they had to overcome, and why they are pilots as well. Then they also go and check out the fire department in the Santa Barbara Airport. So they learn about those kind of careers as well. Then we go into the tower, and they learn about those kind of careers. I don't know if you want to add more to that.
Yeah. So
more experience.
I was a part of the aviation career program, and it was all set throughout all the different routes you can take throughout aviation. If that's being a control tower, if you want to be a part of the Navy, if you want to, you know, be a AMP mechanic. And so Lynn pretty much sets this like organization that opens the eyes to individuals about the opportunities aviation opens up to a student and the benefits.
You're listening to AHA Presents About Education on AM 1290 KZSB, and we'll be right back.
Habitat for Humanity of Southern Santa Barbara County is building strength, stability, and self-reliance through shelter. Habitat has completed construction on 19 new homes for affordable homeownership. We'll build 3 new affordable homes this spring and has repaired over 35 homes through the A Brush with Kindness program. To learn more about how you can support Habitat by volunteering, donating, or shopping at the Habitat Restore, visit sbhabitat.org or call 692-2226.
The Central Coast may seem laid back, but when it's time to work, no one works harder, including the bank that's grown up here. Montecito Bank and Trust offers customized lending and banking for all businesses, big and small. It's harder than offering one-size-fits-all solutions, but it's the right thing to do. And here, getting things right is a way of life. Montecito Bank and Trust. Behind every great community is a great bank. Montecito.bank. Member FDIC.
Santa Barbara residents interested in a four-year degree have more than one choice. CSU Channel Islands is a four-year accredited university offering more than 30 academic programs that are interdisciplinary, multicultural, and centered on you, the student. Your professors are accessible mentors who go above and beyond to help you pursue an undergraduate or graduate degree or certificate to advance your career. Programs and workshops in classroom, online, with campuses in Thousand Oaks and Goleta. Call CSU Channel Islands at 805-437-8520 or online at csuci.edu.
Welcome back to AHA Presents About Education. AHA, using innovative social-emotional learning and character building to help teens. I'm Neil Kreisel, and we're here today with Ali Cortez, the executive director in training, and we'll talk about why she's still in training, because she looks like, it sounds like she should be executive director, and we'll have to talk to Lynn about that, of a different point of view. And Jessany Rodinas, who's a student just about ready to get her pilot's license, not student pilot's license. So, let me ask you a question. You, before we get into a couple of other things, you mentioned briefly at the end that one of the options is joining the Navy. I thought there was such an interesting story when that plane lost an engine 3 weeks ago, and the pilot was a woman, and they have this radio transmission between the tower and the pilot. She was as cool as anybody. She said, "We lost an engine. Everything's fine. Have a nice day." And the newspapers all wrote, "Woman pilot." And 5 years ago, when the U.S. Air pilot landed in the Hudson River, the headlines weren't a male pilot.
Wow.
They just said his name. So there's this sort of, and then there's backstory of the woman pilot, which she was, the great Navy fighter pilot, but wasn't allowed at that point to even be in combat. So there's all kinds of breakthroughs taking place here. And so there's opportunities now for women, but there's still this, prejudice that they have to point out that this great pilot was a woman. So are you interested in making this a career?
Definitely. I'm just trying to set goals, short-term goals here and there. But my goal right now is to achieve my private pilot's license and go from there and see if I would like to pursue a career in aviation, if that's through flying commercial or you know, being a certified flight instructor. But right now my goal is to be a private pilot's license and to encourage the youth and kind of inspire them to see what they're capable of doing and from my perspective on a different point of view where that's brought in me.
She sounds so wise. How old are you?
I am 21.
I was not that wise at 21.
Well, at 21, I had difficulty putting a full declarative sentence together. So. But, you know, youth are today much more advanced.
Absolutely, yeah. And thankfully, because of programs like this that make a huge impact.
Okay, so, how did you get involved with this group?
Yeah, so it's an interesting story. So I was a
We'll be the judge of whether it's interesting or not.
I think it's very interesting. Well, I started off as a UCSB student, and I fell in love with Santa Barbara. I had never felt so at home, and I'm originally from the San Fernando Valley in L.A., and once I graduated, I was lucky enough to get a job right away working with foster youth. And so as a case manager, so here I am fresh off, you know, like as my bachelor's as, you know, psychology. And all of a sudden I'm supposed to tell, you know, these teens how to be independent and how to be mature. And I myself, I'm like, how am I going to do this? And so one of my first youth that I started working with, she comes into the door prepared, has her notes. And she starts talking like an adult, and she starts telling me, oh, I'm sorry, I can't do that because I have to go to my job at the airport. And I'm scratching my head. I'm like, how old are you? And she said, I'm 17. And I'm shocked. I was like, that's incredible. I'm going to say G. I was like, gee, that's incredible. What? How do you do this? I'm asking her for some wisdom. And she said, well, you know, I work with Lynn, and she's awesome. She's my mentor. And I said, who's Lynn? And she said, oh, let me tell you, I fly planes, by the way. And I'm like, what? You are just more incredible and more incredible. And she was very responsible with all the tasks she had to do. And she had a history, a really, really hard history. But she was just, she managed herself so well, just like a very mature adult. And so I was like, tell me more about Lynn and tell me more about how you fly planes, you 17-year-old, still high school student. And she said, well, let me show you. And she popped up the website and she started showing me the pictures. There she was on a plane. And I said, I want more. I need to know what this is. I myself never was part of any programs. And so I think that's why I had a challenging time growing up. And here's a 17-year-old just, you know, highly, highly functional. And so I contacted Lynn at one of the meetings, and I said, I want to help. I want to do something. I kind of want to be part of this, but I'm not a youth. And she said, absolutely, come volunteer. And I fell in love with it right away. And so I started volunteering, and little by little, I built the relationship with, you know, Lynn, with the board members, and just they're an incredible family. It just feels like a family. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, yes, definitely. Just they're there for you throughout the years. Even if you're not a student, Lynn offers her mentorship and all the great faculty such as Ellie.
So how many students are there at any given time?
It ranges. So in the aviation career program, we'll have a range of like 10 to like 15 students sometimes. And then if they really like it, I mean, this is where the doors open even more. You can start building a career in this. And that's what happened to you. Like, you like it. So, for example, I have this student who did the aviation program, a career program, and she loved it. And she kept asking me, what's next? Like, how do I do this? So I'm like, oh, let me connect you with Lynn. And then now she's a student pilot and she's about to solo as well.
So. Well, I understand this. The 15 kids, they're not with Lynn. They're you say they're in the career program. What career program is that? I thought it was part of this.
Yeah, it's totally part of it.
So then why do you need to connect her with Lynn if it's Lynn's
No, she's – well, but because she, because I work at the school system, she saw me. I was walking at one of the schools,
but
and she's
it's
like, I want
program.
More.
It's the same group.
Totally same program.
Okay, so the entry for a kid is to go through the career program, and that's not flying. That's
– No, they fly.
Oh, they fly too.
Oh, yes, absolutely. The first day, they fly. And so it's fast-paced, but at the same time, you just get a little bit of everything, and it's a magical touch of like, wow, like, I really want to do this. So they go through – so after they do the introduction, the guest speakers, they go and check out the whole facility. So they get a really full sense of what this is like as a career as well. So we want to make sure that they actually really like it as well and get excited about it. Then they go through a training on how to communicate out in the air. So they learn, you know, they start learning the alphabet, you know, it's a whole different language. And then while some students are doing that, they're taking out the students to the simulator. So it's like this giant simulator of like how to fly a plane. After that, you put them on a plane and they fly.
When I was on Wall Street, one of the industries I followed as a securities analyst was airlines. And they had a junket for all the analysts, and they put us in a simulator and let us fly it. And I crashed it within 2 seconds. And the instructor just shook his head and he said, "You know how much this plane costs? If you were you, I've never seen anyone do as badly as you just did." I said, "Thank you very much. I'm going to stop recommending the stock now."
Neil, you should have been part of a different point of view, because our instructors are quite the opposite.
Well, we didn't get any instruction either.
Oh.
We were all lined up. Here, you fly this thing now. You know. But one thing I did learn, interesting, this has nothing to do with anything. It was a DC-9, which is before your time. And in those days, the simulator for a DC-9 cost more than the plane. So I asked a dumb question. I said, "Why, if that's true, why don't you just use a plane?" And he looked at me. He says, "Look what happened to you." maybe it would have made sense if people could fly. So what's the composition of the students? Is it 50-50 male, female, or is it?
Yes. And I'm happy to say it's a very diverse group.
And diverse in terms of gender, but also what about ethnicity?
Absolutely. Also very, very diverse. And so it's wonderful because it just makes you feel included. And so when we walk in, everybody comes in, you know, scared and excited at the same time. And we're like, here's a T-shirt. Here's a different point of T-shirt. And the reason we do that is because it just makes us all equal. The staff is wearing it. Everybody in that room is wearing the same T-shirt. And so it just, we're all here together. And our philosophy, I don't know if you've taken a look at it, it's the Lakota Instructions for Living. And it's a very inclusive spiritual philosophy of we're all in this together. We fly together, we stay together. So we're kind of like a cohort throughout the few days of the aviation program and even after.
And is there any pushback from parents? The kid signs up and then the parents say, no, this is not going to happen because they're afraid?
Yeah, we've had some parents that are a little bit skeptical, but because we don't just give an application to a student and say, here, you know, give it to us if you're interested. We say, hey, we think this can help, and let's meet with you and your family. So we can, you know, to establish that trust, because it's not just, you know, here, come fly a plane. How are they going to do that if they don't trust us? So we have to establish that trust, especially with a lot of the teens that we work with who have some, you know, trust issues. You know, they've had a lot of hard circumstances in their history, trauma. They're not just going to trust and say, hi, yeah, okay, I'll join. We want to make them feel comfortable and know that we understand where they're coming from. We ourselves have a history, and so we want to meet you where you're at and care for you. Just give us a chance.
And the ages, what's the youngest?
14. So we work 14 to 19.
At 14, are you permitted to get a learner's permit, or is that too young?
It's a little young, but because we have the facility we have, and if I have a chance to really give props a lot to above all aviation, because they're a flight school at the Santa Barbara Airport, and they've been a great supporter and helping the youth being able to get their license. They're providing a lot of the instructions, a lot of the support that it needs to be able to get a plane for youth to fly, because that's very special. It's not very...
Whose plane is it? Is it their plane or your plane?
It's... Well, I have to also appreciate and give a huge thanks to ACI Jets. They let us use one of the... They donated a plane, and I think it's called a Cessna 172. And so they donate that plane so the students can get their experience, and that's huge. That's a great gift. Above all aviation and ACI, we're just so grateful for them.
You're listening to AHA Presents About Education on the Santa Barbara News Press radio station. We'll be right back.
Habitat for Humanity of Southern Santa Barbara County is building strength, stability, and self-reliance through shelter. Habitat has completed construction on 19 new homes for affordable homeownership. We'll build 3 new affordable homes this spring and has repaired over 35 homes through the A Brush with Kindness program. To learn more about how you can support Habitat by volunteering, donating, or shopping at the Habitat Restore, visit sbhabitat.org or call 692-2226.
What's
that?
This? The newest online business banking around.
Can you initiate wires and approve transfers?
Yes.
Pay bills?
Check.
Cash management?
Of course.
All business, all online, all on your phone?
You bet. My computer, too. It's Montecito Bank and Trust's new business online banking. It works as hard as I do.
Huh. Montecito Bank and Trust.
You got it. Montecito Bank and Trust. Behind every great community is a great bank. Montecito.bank. Member FDIC.
Santa Barbara residents interested in a four-year degree have more than one choice. CSU Channel Islands is a four-year accredited university offering more than 30 academic programs that are interdisciplinary, multicultural, and centered on you, the student. Your professors are accessible mentors who go above and beyond to help you pursue an undergraduate or graduate degree or certificate to advance your career. CSU Channel Islands is affordable and financial aid is available with campuses in Thousand Oaks and Goleta. Call CSU Channel Islands at 805-437-8520 or online at csuci.edu.
Welcome back to AHA Presents About Education. AHA, improving attitude, creating social harmony, bridging the achievement gap for teens. I'm Neil Kreisel, and we're here with Ali Cortez, the executive director in training at A Different Point of View, and Jessany Rodinas, a student and a soon-to-be pilot. And we're talking about A Different Point of View, which is a really different type of not-for-profit in town that, you know, helps teens, you know, be have confidence and feel that they can do anything, because flying a plane, from my standpoint, is pretty much anything. From your experience, besides learning how to fly, what are the lessons these kids get from this experience?
Yeah, absolutely. So everything that they learn through this education program, through A Different Point of View, translates into all their lives. So, like, our motto is attitude plus power equals performance. So just our motto right off the bat, it's like you have to have the right attitude. It has to be positive. So, but we help cultivate that. And then the power part is you have to have the motivation, the drive, the persistence, and that at the end of the day equals the outcome, you know. So that will translate in anything. It could be in education. If you have the positive attitude, it's going to be challenging. It's not going to be easy. But we mentor you with it. Plus the motivation to do well, you know, to keep going when things you don't understand a certain subject or you're not getting along with a certain teacher. At the end, if you have those two in line, your performance will be a high performance and you will be proud of yourself. So the end point of this is to show students that the youth that they are the captain of their own lives, that they can take the driver's seat and they can take off literally. So when they come out of the plane, it's like I just flew a plane. I could do anything now. I mean, that's just, you know, what an experience. And it's a mind and body experience. So they're learning how to regulate their emotions, how to stay calm. They're learning about nutrition, why it's important to eat very healthy so that your brain isn't foggy, that it's clear. It's translating into, you know, sometimes there's going to be turbulent times. And if you
literally,
and that translates into life, you know, isn't always perfect. Life, you know, throws curveballs at you. The climate isn't always great. So you need to, like, sit back, assess if it's the right time to launch. Or, you know, for example, a student who has a lot of things like conflict at home, you know, maybe the climate isn't right, so it's not time to engage. And just sit back and do your best. You are in charge of, you know, making sure that you're okay, that you are focused on your goals and what's best for yourself.
You know, I have to give some props to Lynn, because she's going to let give up the mantle and give the executive directorship to someone who's a therapist, not a pilot. And, you know, the way you answered that last question is emblematic of how someone who is involved in, you know, the emotional aspect and the psychological aspect of these teens is so important. And it's so interesting and you know, positive that Lynn, who I guess is a pilot, is able to see, as this charity grows, how important it is to have someone that's able to understand the emotional and intellectual part of this exercise, which brings me back to you, Jessany. What was the experience when you walked out of the plane after your first flight?
Oh, wow. Just, I felt so empowered. I felt like, wow, I just flew this plane and, you know, I could accomplish anything. And I really got my fears, you know, just blown away. And it really encouraged me to really start to step it up and actually really achieve my goals that I want to set out. And it encouraged me to travel more, which was great. It's helped me become more outgoing and just be open more to different opportunities. So
now, you said when you first started the working at the or being a participant, you had never flown in an airplane.
Correct.
So now you said you have you now been in a commercial airplane?
Oh yes, I've traveled around the world.
Okay, so are you a backseat driver? Do you ever knock on the pilot's door and say, "Excuse me, but flaps are not down enough"?
No, not yet.
That doesn't work, right? That's not that's not a good idea.
No.
Yeah. So, I just want to keep you honest. 15 minutes ago, you said the age goes up to 19. You're older than 19, aren't you?
Yes, I'm
okay,
21.
So, did you get put back? I mean, what? Why are you still in the program?
So I started the program in 2013 when I was around the age of 15. So I was part of the aviation career program. And throughout the years, I've really been involved with the program, just being there for all the events going on, the career programs, and being a student leader to the students coming in and out and just kind of...
So is this rare? I mean, so she's really obviously good. So she sticks
fantastic.
Around and helps people. But is that usually rare? Do you term out at 19? If you have your license or not, is that it?
It's never the end. Like, once you've done a different point of view, the door is always open wherever you're at. Lynn still connects with a lot of students even before Justin Age. She still has a connection with them, relationship, because it's about mentorship. So maybe aviation wasn't your thing, and that's okay. But you took a lot of life lessons from this program, and the most important thing is the mentorship and the connection. So we have, you know, students who are engaging in this career and are really liking it, and that's awesome. And we have, you know, the resources for that. But if this isn't your thing, you will forever have a relationship, a positive relationship of someone who cared for you, who wanted to make sure that, you know, whatever your goal is, we do our best to connect you with that. And then whatever other needs you might have, we're there. So the door is always open.
So who are the instructors? Are they part of your not-for-profit, or are they part of these companies that...
We consider them a different point of view family. They are from Above All Aviation. And again, 100% thank you so much to them, because it can't happen. They provide the instructors, and the instructors are so kind. So you the experience you talked about prior, right? It wasn't very good. They make sure that they meet you where you're at, and they'll take step by step with you and explain everything. Go slow or go fast. You know, every person is different, so they adjust to, you know, your learning abilities. Mm. And they mentor them. And so it's just not like, oh, do this, turn this on, turn this off, you know, set the engine on. It's more like, hey, how are you doing today? Okay, let's talk about that. So they have an enhanced relationship as well. So those are the instructors. And I'm quoting one of the instructors, like, we make sure that we are not putting them in any dangerous situation. And they know that. But also the relationship is important for the trust. They have to also trust each other. So there's a lot of bonding that happens there. And they do a great job in making sure that the students feel, you know, safe.
And you mentioned before that you sometimes sit in the back of the plane.
Yes.
And is that partly because you just think it's fun, or because this way you can get to learn and see these kids and then maybe be able to have a conversation with them afterwards?
Absolutely. So it's I do that for so many reasons. One, I myself don't know how to fly a plane, so it's awesome to be in the backseat and just watching this 15-year-old take off. And so I myself have to manage my emotions, because I'm nervous, I'm anxious, I'm excited, and so much is happening for me. And then it just puts me in their situation. I'm like, if I'm feeling like this, can you imagine what they're feeling? They're 15, and they're just taking off, right? But I also see kind of the magic that I see is that they manage on their own, regulate themselves. And they have no choice of just taking off and then landing. So with that said, they have to really engage with the pilot who's instructing them. And then when they come down, this is my favorite part of the program, is just they're so serene and so feeling so accomplished and so proud of themselves. And nothing can give them that other than themselves. They did it. So they can take full credit of what they just accomplished. So that's my favorite part, just seeing that huge smile of, I did something that nobody else can really say they've done. And that's my favorite part. The other part is that for me to just see the magic that happens up there and to see Oprah's house, it's nice too when they're flying. I'm like, hi, Oprah, it's the closest I'll get to you. But
hopefully,
there's so many reasons.
Hopefully you'll stay up.
Well, hopefully if she's listening, hey.
You know, it's really terrific that you're able to give these kids this opportunity. And is this something that Lynn thought of herself, or is there a national program that other places have that similar to this?
Right. So as far as we know, there isn't anything else like it. And this was all Lynn. She started it. This is her vision. And one of our long-term goals is for it to be, yeah, something national. We're setting the ground for it to be something that can be replicated. It's been successful in the past years, and it's so unique. So it'd be great to also see it pop up somewhere else. I just want to give props to Jessica. She also, all the pictures on our website and, you know, anything that we have going on, she's our photographer. She's giving back to us and supporting us.
Will you take a picture of me later?
Of course.
Thank you. You're listening to AHA Presents About Education on AM 1290 KZSB, and we'll be right back.
Habitat for Humanity of Southern Santa Barbara County is building strength, stability, and self-reliance through shelter. Habitat has completed construction on 19 new homes for affordable homeownership. We'll build 3 new affordable homes this spring and has repaired over 35 homes through the A Brush with Kindness program. To learn more about how you can support Habitat by volunteering, donating, or shopping at the Habitat Restore, visit sbhabitat.org or call 692-2226.
The Central Coast may seem laid back, but when it's time to work, no one works harder, including the bank that's grown up here. Montecito Bank and Trust offers customized lending and banking for all businesses, big and small. It's harder than offering one-size-fits-all solutions, but it's the right thing to do. And here, getting things right is a way of life. Montecito Bank and Trust. Behind every great community is a great bank. Montecito.bank. Member FDIC.
Santa Barbara residents interested in a four-year degree have more than one choice. CSU Channel Islands is a four-year accredited university offering more than 30 academic programs that are interdisciplinary, multicultural, and centered on you, the student. Your professors are accessible mentors who go above and beyond to help you pursue an undergraduate or graduate degree or certificate to advance your career. Programs and workshops in classroom, online, with campuses in Thousand Oaks and Goleta. Call CSU Channel Islands at 805-437-8520 or online at csuci.edu.
Welcome back to AHA Presents About Education. AHA helps teens achieve goals, surmount challenges, stop bullying, and communicate and listen effectively. I'm Neil Kreisel, and we're here with Ali Cortez, the executive director in training at A Different Point of View, and Jessenny Rodinas, a participant student and a about-to-be licensed pilot. I guess when you come back from summer vacation and you're asked to stand in front of the class and say, what'd you do this summer? When you say I became a pilot, it sort of stops the conversation. It's probably one of the benefits of becoming part of this program.
Oh, yes. I mean, there's plenty of benefits. And just Lynn is such an amazing person who's just filled with love and willing to give back to others, which is
so
amazing.
Do you have any, you know, unbelievable stories of, you know, of a kid that, you know, had the worst life and the worst and is now, you know, working at United Airlines. I mean, do you have this inspiring story that...
Yeah, you know, every story. I have to say, like, every story has been so inspiring.
Give us a typical story.
Well, I mean, just the typical story is it's the student that I talked about that when I started working with A Different Point of View, I was just so incredibly astonished. And that's almost every story of... They started with a different point of view. They connected with Lynn. In fact, Lynn reached out to them. They had no clue that, you know, what this program could be. Because it's, I mean, honestly, and you tell me what you think, doesn't it sound a little too good to be true? You know, hey, we're going to put you on a plane. And it's, and we do it. We do it. And so a lot of our stories are a lot of our students who come from, like, really hard backgrounds, lack of support, you know, things, you know, hurtful homes, hurtful words, just hadn't, were giving up on school. And the general story is they come out just feeling like they have potential, like they can do it, and their self-esteem and their confidence is skyrocketing.
Do you ever discuss, you know, I've been, after each commercial break, I talk about AHA and some of the things that they're focused on, like bullying and emotional intelligence and social harmony. Are these issues that you talk about?
Yeah. Yeah, do you mean that we talk with the students?
Yeah, because, I mean, you know, bullying is an activity that's sort of, you know, incongruent with being in the air.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
I guess it would be an opportunity to bring up subjects like that.
Yeah, absolutely. And we find all the opportunities to educate on them. Like, we bring guest speakers, and one of the guest speakers is awesome. She comes in and, you know, she straight out asks, okay, stereotype me. Tell me what you think, who I am. And the students will say, oh, well, you know, you came from a great home and you seem very kind. And then she says, well, actually, I was in prison not too long ago. And it's like, whoa, it's shocking. So the thing about a different point of view, it's like a lot of it's like, you know, shocking, but so rich in the life lessons of like having one story is dangerous.
So how come when I went to a group and I said, tell me where I'm from, and I said New York and no one was surprised? It didn't work for me that. So you have a statement that you do each time you all meet.
Correct.
And that sort of embodies the whole philosophy of the organization. So what is that statement?
So this statement that we say once we gather around and everyone's in a circle, it's a Lakota instructions for living. And that is, friend, do it this way. That is, whatever you do in life, do the very best you can with both your heart and your mind. And if you do it that way, the power of the universe will come to your assistance if your heart and mind are in unity. When one sits in the hoop of the people, one must be responsible because all of creation is related. And the hurt of one is the hurt of all. And the honor of one is the honor of all. And whatever we do affects everything in the universe. If you do it that way, that is, if you truly join your heart and mind as one, whatever you ask for, that's the way it's going to be.
So does flying, is that a transformational experience in terms of, you know, the sort of a spirituality that you cannot attain at a young age unless you kind of experience something about being above the clouds on your own? Does that manifest itself in a way that is an experience that just really can't be replicated? Was it for you?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, when I'm up there, you just feel so, it's like a surreal experience. You can't really explain it. It's incredible. I mean, just being up in the airplane and just having all these deep thoughts, it's like nothing else matters. Where you are at, that's all that matters right now. Just looking forward and flying the plane, being in charge.
And you also have a leadership and awareness training program.
Yes. So the whole program is really focused also on leadership. So currently we're actually working towards building a youth leadership council. And so we're taking all our student pilots, students who are involved at a different point of view, and just giving them the experience of what it is to be a leader. So you are now flying a plane. Congratulations. Now let's translate that again into how are you going to engage with your community, reconnecting them also to their community, because a lot of the students have come from, you know, hard backgrounds and hard homes, and so they haven't been engaging with their community. So this actually giving back to the community might sound a little bit different, but with the right kind of guidance and leadership skills that we're teaching them and mentoring with them, they are going to be giving back. And so how does that feel? How do you feel, you know, being someone that people look up to you, because the program focuses also on character development. So what kind of person do you want to be? You're a pilot, you're going to be a pilot. What is a pilot? Well, someone who takes full-on leadership, takes responsibility, who plans ahead. So these are all skills of a great leader. And so we're also, again, translating. It's all about everything that we do at a different point of view can be translated into anything. And so one of the focuses is, you know, be a leader in your own community, because they are a future. I mean, when, you know, as time passes on, Jessany and the other student pilots, they're going to be the ones, you know, taking charge of a lot of our community. And we want to make sure that they have the right skills and that they feel confident enough to do it in their own community.
And this is very real. Corporations, when they hire people, when they see not only military experience, but if they see pilot mm-hmm. or captain of a ship, mm-hmm. that really gives you a heads up, because it's clear that if you're in that position, then you must have certain qualities that would differentiate you from other people.
Yeah.
So there's a real connection here between becoming a better person, but also getting a job.
Yes.
And not necessarily in flying a plane.
No.
You could be a great financial analyst because they want you, because they know that you have been able to do something that's really special.
Yes, and it changes the story from defining themselves as someone who has struggled through life to a different story of, I'm a pilot, I can fly planes. That's a whole different story. And so we don't, you know, even though you're coming through, we're teaching them that you can overcome all these hurdles. And even as, if you walk away from a different point of view, you still have all these tools. And if you don't, you always have a different point of view that will help you polish off those tools. And so leadership part is highly, highly important to us, and really encouraged in transcending it to the students.
So is it too late for me to join?
No. Lynn, you're hearing, right? We have a new student.
Lynn's a pilot.
She is an amazing pilot.
Yeah. So the board, the teachers, you must have some way of getting everyone involved so they can appreciate. And so are there events that take place that permit everyone to get together?
Yeah. So we do actually really do encourage people in the community to become volunteers. That's how I started, and full-on experience it. And so even the board members have been part of the experience with the teens. They themselves have a relationship with the teens. And if you're interested, we would love to communicate and bring in more mentors, because it's like they said, it's like it takes a village to raise, you know, a child. And it's so absolutely true. With all my experience and working in many different nonprofits, it's highly true. Those relationships will go a long, long, long way.
And how often does the group meet?
We're meeting, well, the student pilots are meeting much more often.
Right. So the student pilots, we meet around 3 to 4 times a week.
Oh, that's a lot.
Right.
And is there flying time every day? Every one of those
yes,
times?
Yes. So every one of those days.
And so you don't get to fly each day because there's 15 of you, right? So it's...
No. So this, the situation that we have right now, since we have 4 student pilots trying to achieve the solo phase and then even further. And so... we're just all trying to get that experience and trying to get as much hours as we can flight and then get the ground going and just try to start with that.
Yeah. And these are students that are like really engaged on wanting to become, like really wanting to get their pilot's license. And thankfully with the donation of the plane from ACI, they're able to do this.
You're listening to AHA Presents About Education, and we'll be right back with our final segment.
Habitat for Humanity of Southern Santa Barbara County is building strength, stability, and self-reliance through shelter. Habitat has completed construction on 19 new homes for affordable homeownership. We'll build 3 new affordable homes this spring and has repaired over 35 homes through the A Brush with Kindness program. To learn more about how you can support Habitat by volunteering, donating, or shopping at the Habitat Restore, visit sbhabitat.org or call 692-2226.
What's that?
This? The newest online business banking around.
Can you initiate wires and approve transfers?
Yes.
Pay bills?
Check.
Cash management?
Of course.
All business, all online, all on your phone?
You bet. My computer, too. It's Montecito Bank and Trust's new business online banking. It works as hard as I do.
Huh. Montecito Bank and Trust.
You got it. Montecito Bank and Trust. Behind every great community is a great bank. Montecito.bank. Member FDIC.
Santa Barbara residents interested in a 4-year degree have more than one choice. CSU Channel Islands is a 4-year accredited university offering more than 30 academic programs that are interdisciplinary, multicultural, and centered on you, the student. Your professors are accessible mentors who go above and beyond to help you pursue an undergraduate or graduate degree or certificate to advance your career. CSU Channel Islands is affordable and financial aid is available with campuses in Thousand Oaks and Goleta. Call CSU Channel Islands at 805-437-8520 or online at csuci.edu.
We
Welcome back to AHA Presents About Education. AHA helps teens manage their emotions, support their peers, and serve their community. I'm Neil Kreisel, and we're here today with Ali Cortez, the Executive Director in Training at A Different Point of View, and Jessenie Radinas, and we've said it so many times, I'm just going to say she's a pilot. She's a student pilot. I've just given you your license.
Nice.
You're ready to go. When you fly solo for the first time, you not only have to take off and fly, what else do you have to do?
You have to
land.
Right.
And that's the scary part. So what does the pilot teacher do when he's on the, or she is on the ground watching the student for the first time? I mean, imagine. It must be really sort of, must be all kinds of emotions going through that trainer's head.
Oh, I bet, yeah. And I mean, there's emotion coming from my head as well.
Right, right.
Like, oh, wow, am I really like, you know, prepared for this? And, you know, you just have to give it all you have and be positive and, you know, be safe and have fun and you'll do what you can.
So how do you raise money? You've got events?
We have events. We also have great donors. So a huge, huge thank you to our donors. And we write grants. We have events. And we're always looking for anybody who wants to donate their time and, you know, donate to this cause. I mean, it's really making a huge impactful difference in students.
And you have a website that you can donate on?
Yes, yes, yes. So our website is adifferentpointofview.org. And if you'd like to stay in contact or, you know, ask for more information, I'd be happy to contact you. My email is acortez, that's A-C-O-R-T-E-S, at adifferentpointofview.org. And my number is 818-730-4227.
And do you have events that raise, like, do you have an annual fundraiser?
Yeah, so we're working on annual fundraisers and also little fundraisers here and there. But our big fundraiser that we had last year was a great success. We had a lot of fun. And so we're hoping to have it it's around Halloween.
Okay, free advice is worth what you pay for it. Let me make the suggestion. Every fundraiser has a auction item that is the premier auction item. Now, you may have already thought of this. How about auctioning to sit in the right seat of a student pilot when they are already flying solo?
Woo! Yes, anybody, what do you think?
That would be an interesting, yeah.
Maybe. Yeah, I think, well, if we have people who want to donate for that, absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. But what the auction items that we have given in the past are, you know, flight lessons. Mm-hmm. So how about you actually understand what the student's going through? So we would love for you to experience that.
Right. I one of the things about age and maturity is that I know I'd be scared out of my mind. So,
and you can do it.
Yeah, I can. Well,
just like our students do it.
So, you know, final question, which, you know, interestingly enough, I probably should have asked this first. What is the history behind the name, A Different Point of View? Does that refer to the sky? Is that
it's everything. I mean, this is just encompassing, like, everything that you do with a different point of view will give you a different point of view. That's why it's just so perfect. It's simple. When you walk in with Lynn or with one of the aviation staff, you will get a different point of view. When you fly a plane, you will literally get a different point of view. When you put all of these lessons and you go back to home, school, anything that's challenging, you will go in with a different point of view. And so that's why it's attitude, power, and performance, because your performance will be, you know, much more higher than you expected, but you built that. You did that.
Well, thank you so much for being here, Ali and Jessenie.
Thank you for having us. We so appreciate it, yeah.
And thanks for Lynn for doing this.
Great.
We love
you,
Lynn.
Shout out to Lynn. We love you.
And it's a great charity, and you can imagine, even with all of the donations that these air companies are providing, it obviously costs a lot of money. So go to their website and see if you can make any kind of contribution. It would really make a difference. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you
all for listening. You've been listening to AHA Presents About Education, and we'll be back next week.